Rising Ocean Acidity. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Once, the constancy of seawater was taken for granted. Now, as we see evidence of increasing concentrations of mercury in seawater, it is becoming obvious that global pollution is taxing the dilution capacity of the seas. There's also good evidence that the ocean is acidifying. When carbon dioxide dissolves in water, it creates a weak solution of carbonic acid. As carbon dioxide rises in the Earth's atmosphere, more of it enters our oceans, driving a rise in acidity. In water, acidity is expressed in units of pH. Neutral is 7.0, while lemon juice has a pH of about 2.0. Older textbooks indicate that the pH of seawater was uniform at 8.3. Now in many regions, the pH is as low as 8.1 and dropping at about 0.02 units per decade. Can this make a difference? Unfortunately, yes. Since pH is a logarithmic scale, a water sample with a pH of 8.1 is 37% more acidic than water with a pH of 8.3. Many ocean organisms use calcium carbonate for their outer skeletal material. This is obvious in clams, oysters, and mussels, less so in the phytoplankton that are the basis of the food chain for all marine life. Calcium carbonate dissolves in acid, so it is more difficult for these organisms to live in more acidic waters. The quiet side of rising carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere is that we are making the oceans more acidic every year, to the detriment of hard-shelled marine life. Studies of the ocean's history written in marine sediments show that when the carbon dioxide content of the atmosphere was very high and the oceans were very acidic, many marine organisms went extinct. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.